Let us pray.
我们先开始祈祷。
欢呼玛利亚，你充满恩宠，主与你同在，主与你同在，圣宠，亲子耶稣与天主圣宠，天主圣玛利亚，愿你圣在，我们的主，为我们祈愿祈求天主。阿门。In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We talked yesterday about the foundations of community in the Trinity and the Acts of the Apostles.
昨天我们讲到了，团体生活的基础就是在天主圣三内，和我们说这个就早期宗徒的生活模式。
We know that it can be challenging to live in community.
对我们每个人来说，生活在团体中的确是一个挑战。
And we need to renew our life in community.
那我们在团体生活呢，是需要更新的。
And all of that happens starting with renewing our life in prayer with God.
那如果说我们的更新只有借助在主内的祈祷。
When we are in community, it is easy to see only the problems or only the human perspective.
对我们个人来说，在团体中，你容易看到的就是人性的问题。
But community is also a special place of prayer.
其实我们说团体呢是一个特殊的祈祷的地方。
Community is a space that is filled with God.
那在团体中呢，其实就创造了一个天主临在的空间。
And it is a special place where we can experience the hidden presence of God.
也就是说在团体中我们可以体会到这位天主是隐藏的天主。天主就是隐藏在我们的团体中，不是说像我们平常那种显而易见的。
How do we experience the hidden presence of God in community?
那我们怎么样去体会、感受到这种隐而不见的天主？
There are many different ways.
有很多不同的方式。
For example, we experience the presence of God in the Eucharist.
我们就举一些例子吧。我们说在圣体圣事中，那天主的临在。
We celebrate the Eucharist together with our community.
我们的团体一起举行感恩祭。
We also experience the presence of God and the love shared in community.
我们也能够体会到在我们团体中，在爱中的分享的时候，天主的临在。
There is also a special way that we can listen to the Word of God in the context of community.
那在团体的这样一个氛围中，我们聆听天主的圣言，这也是天主临在的方式之一。
One of the special blessings of community is the way that it shows us our weakness.
那有时候在团体中，我们每个人，当你去把你的软弱呈现在别人面前的时候，事实上这也是对我们的一个，这也是一个祝福。
The Desert Fathers said that we should thank our brother who brings out the anger that is within us.
在沙漠教父他们那个时代呢，就是提到了，如果说你应该感谢，当你的弟兄对你发怒的时候，你应该感谢他。
And so another way we experience God in community is through the sacrament of reconciliation.
也就是我们也应该感谢，在团体中天主的临在，借着我们的和好和祭献和我们个人的牺牲。
Jesus also said that he is in the poor, the hungry, the needy.
那耶稣也告诉我们，他也和有需要的人以及那些穷人在一起。
And so we can experience the presence of God in our poor and needy and hungry sisters in community.
所以说在团体中我们也可以去体会在我们团体中的那些穷人，有需要的人，以及对灵性有饥渴的姐妹们。
All of these ways of experiencing God are mysterious.
我们刚才就是举例子的这几个方法，这都是天主临在方式，其实在我们生活中就是一个奥秘。
They are not obvious, and so we have to keep lifting our hearts to see God in community in this way.
当然这个不是说显而易见的，所以就需要我们举心向上，你去在团体生活中去体验天主在我们生命中的存在。
Our daily experience is a very human experience.
因为我们每天的日常生活经历的几乎就是人性的经验，或者是我们人的经验。
It's
much better.
Hi. We experience the daily realities, tense human relationships, hurts and misunderstandings.
我们可以就经历团体中啊，我们的。Sorry, Father. Can you repeat the whole sentence again?
Sure. We experience the daily realities.
那我们可以就去体验我们每日日常的现实就是这个样子。
And tense human relationships.
就是我们比较紧张的，就是人与人之间的关系。
And hurts and misunderstandings.
以及我们之间的伤害或者是一些误解。
We also have good experiences, but sometimes we get lost in those good experiences.
当然我们也有很多正面的好的经验，但是呢，我们很容易忘却的就是我们的正面的经验。
Like we heard in the Mass today, we have to choose to remain in God.
所以就像今天早晨神父在弥撒讲道中提到的，就是我们应该在每天的生活中做选择。
We have to try and look with a divine perspective to see things through God's eyes.
我们也应该从天主的眼光去看我们的生活，因为天主和我们在一起。
And God is always surprising. He surprises us.
他有的时候会让我们感到突然间很惊奇的。
And that means that we have to look with new eyes every day.
也就是说，如果我们希望自己会得到一个惊喜的话，那就需要我们打开自己的眼睛，用天主的眼光去看世界。
We always think we know more than we actually do.
我们总会认为我们知道的很多，但事实上我们没有，我们不知道那么多，但我们想象的，我们知道的更多。
In the gospel, Jesus asks, "Do you know me and know where I am from?"
就像福音中耶稣问，你们知道我是谁吗？你们知道我从哪儿来吗？
And the people are always surprised by him. They say, "No one ever spoke like this man."
所以人们就觉得很惊奇啊，说没有一个人说话像他这个样子。
And this surprise is something that we should also experience.
那像这种惊奇，我们在我们的生活中也会时常感到。
So when we look at community through God's eyes, we see it as something greater.
当我们用天主的眼光去看我们的团体的时候，那我们就会看到比我们自己所看到的现实要大得多的
这样一个画面。When we look through God's eyes, we see community as a taste of heaven.
如果我们用天主的眼光看我们的团体的话，那我们就有可能预先尝到了天堂的滋味。
It is a participation in the Holy Trinity. It is a gift of communion.
我们说这是一个共荣的礼物，这也是 天主圣三的生活。
Community is, in English, it works a little bit better. Sometimes we are in danger of seeing community only through a human perspective.
这对我们每个人来说一个危险就是什么呢？我们一般情况下看团体，都会用人性的眼光去看。
There are three words in English that begin with the letter P.
有三个英语的词啊，这个每一个词呢，就是用 P 打头的。
Personalities and psychology and politics.
你看这三个啊，就是性格、心理和政治
，politics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 政治，这三个字都是用 P 打头。
And sometimes we look at our sisters or we look at the superior and say, she has a bad personality.
当我们看我们的修会的姐妹的时候，可能我们很容易就会判断说什么，这个人的这个性情不好。
Or we say, she has favorites and she is unfair to me.
说她有一个偏爱，但是她对我并不好。
Or we say that she has these friends and factions, and it's all of this politics.
他说他的这个感觉呀，什么这个感情啊，就是涉及到和政治有一点牵连。
But we need to look.
有一点就像政治家的那个感觉。
But we need to look through another perspective, which is God's providence.
那我们应该用另外一种眼光，我们去看天主的眷顾。
God chose these sisters and God chose this superior for us.
那天主拣选的我们的修会的每一位，同时我说我们的会长也是天主拣选的。
And then another point about community is that it is a way of personal holiness.
那我们说团体生活也是一个什么方式呢？就是一个个人成圣的方式。
So I want to talk about these three things now. Community as participation in the Trinity.
从三个角度去谈啊，就是说团体生活是
participation.
Uh-huh.
Participation.
是参与天主圣三的生命。
And looking at God's providence.
我们去看到天主的眷顾。
And then community as a way of personal holiness.
第三种就是团体作为个人成圣的，我们说叫方法。
So first, community is a gift to be contemplated.
团体生活就像我们度末观生活是一个。度末观生活的礼物。
And it is important for us to remember this perspective of faith.
那这是帮助我们从信仰的角度去看我们的团体。
Our religious community is always a gift.
我们的团体永远或是一直都是一个礼物。如果我们从信仰的眼光去看的话，我们的团体永一直都是礼物。
It is a mystical reality which is rooted in God.
是根植于天主内的奥秘。
So we have to take time to consider the goodness of our community.
所以我们需要花时间去想想看我们团体中的美善。
I remember having a very strong experience after 2 years in my monastery.
神父自己的经验就是他回想他进修会之后的两年的经验。
I went away to do some studies over the summer, and I was gone for 2 months.
他因为是一个夏季的课程，所以他离开修会的两个月。
It was the longest time I had been away from my community over those 2 years.
也就是入修会之后的 两年，就是他离开修会，这是最长的一段时间。
And when I came back and I sat in the choir for prayer,
等他从外边回来的时候，就觉得哎呀，就是心里蛮难受的，就是看他们的 choir and
for prayer for the divine office,
就是他们在祈祷中的这个，就像类似像咏唱一样，就合唱团啊。
We have two sides of the choir, so we look at each other as we pray the divine office. And I live in a very large monastery. We have 150 monks. And there are many monks that I do not know very well.
就很多的会士他都不认识。
But when I sat down after 2 months away and I looked at some of the faces, I was amazed at how much love there was in my heart for these monks.
Pardon me, I recall the first word. When you came back, you feel sad? No, that way.
No, when I looked at the monks, there was so much...
No, before.You went away for 2 months,
yes,
and you come back. You feel sad or just sat there?
No, I sat.
Okay, 所以我就刚才听这个词，就是跟他现在说这个，跟谁说这个？我给大家就重复刚才第一个那个翻译的不对，是他刚从外边回来的时候，不是感觉难过啊，是他坐到那儿啊，他就是看着那个，就是他不是两边吗？看着那些会士们。就是没有悲伤那个词啊，没有大家这个，我是刚才没听太清楚，所以我要就是继续问一下神父他这个意思。好 ，OK， 对呀，嗯。
It's amazing that God brings all of these men or women together to pray and to worship Him.
所以那时候神父自己觉得非常的惊奇啊，因为是天主把这么多的男女都召叫来。这个时候呢，就是专门的为祈祷奉献的时间。
I remember another time that I was doing some ministry and I was trying to invite people to pray together.
就是他做类似牧灵的工作，就是为了把人们吸引，大家在一起祈祷，吸引在一起祈祷。
Sometimes it can be hard to get people to pray together.
当然，你把人召集起来一起祈祷，这不是一件容易的事情。
And then, afterward, I went to pray with the monks in community.
就是在他和整个修会会士们一起祈祷之后。
And I remember being so amazed that all of these men come together to pray by their own choice.
所以他就很惊奇，哎呀，你看这么多人。都是他们自己选择的，就是加入这个修会，然后大家一起祈祷。
It can be easy to focus on some negative aspects of our communities.
但对人来讲，就是很容易，你就会看到你团体中的负面的东西。
But it is always important to remember that our communities are a miracle.
当然，这也提醒我们，我们要记得。我们的团体其实就是一个奥秘。
It's amazing that other women have come together, responding to God to pray and live a religious life.
那当然，对女性的修道团体也是如此。她们被天主召叫，大家一起祈祷，一起生活。
So, first of all, our communities are a gift to be contemplated.
这个让我们大家铭记的，那就是我们的团体是一个带我们进入末观的地方，或是带我们进入末观祈祷的地方。
And the second point, we experience God's providence in our communities.
那第二点就是我们的团体是。天主眷顾的地方。
This is one of the concrete gifts of being Christian, that we believe in God's providence.
那这是一个具体的 方式，因为我们说相信天主的照顾，那这就是我们具体可以看得见的一个例子。
In the United States, we have a lot of people who come to Mass, but I don't think they know why they come to Mass.
在美国的情况就是这样，有很多人参与弥撒，但是他们是不是很清楚自己为什么参与弥撒？
And many times in the homily, I like to begin by asking them a question. What difference does it make to be Christian?
神父在讲道的时候呢，一般的情况呢，他都愿意用以问问题的方式开始说，那你认为你成为基督徒，你和别人有什么区别吗？或者是说你觉得有什么不同吗？
And one of,
或者是说你有别于他人的地方在哪里？
And one of the concrete differences that it makes to be Christian is our belief in God as love.
那一个具体的，我们相信，我们作为基督徒，我们相信天主的照顾，这就是一个很具体的方法。我们有别于其他没有信仰的人。
And this makes it possible to trust in His divine providence in every experience in life.
也就是说，让我们去相信，依赖天主。在任何的生活情境中，天主的眷顾和天主，或者是叫天主的照顾。
We can remember some basic truths. We know that God is all-powerful, and all-knowing, and all-loving.
那有一个真理啊，我们需要知道或是相信的，天主是全能的，天主是美善的
，loving and powerful.That's one.
Knowing, loving, and powerful.
天主是全知全善的，和全能的。
Because God is all loving, He wants to do what is best for us.
那因为天主是全知的，所以呢，他全知也是全善的，所以他知道什么对我们来说是最好的。
Because God is all knowing, He knows what is best for us.
同时，他也知道什么对我们是最好。
And because He is all-powerful, He can do what is best for us.
因为他是全能的，因为他知道，也知道就是做什么对我们来说是最好的。
And so Christians believe that God is always doing what is best for us at every moment.
作为基督徒，我们知道就是在任何的时刻，天主都给予我们最好的。
And
或者说他做的对我们都是最好的。
Sometimes this is hard to believe when we are in difficult circumstances.
当我们在困难的时候，在困难的情境中的时候，相信这些是非常困难的，是不容易的。
Sometimes we wonder if God is paying attention or if He cares about us.
有时候我们会怀疑，会问，天主是关注到我的这个处境了吗？
We can ask the question, why is God letting this happen?
那我们也会问天主，你为什么让这些事情发生呢？
But as Christians, we can place our trust in God. He is always doing what is best for us.
那当然，作为基督徒，我们要把我们所有的这些期待的交到天主的手里，因为天主始终如一的把最好的给我们。
A verse from Scripture that expresses this is in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
在罗马书的第八章第
28.
第八章二十八节里边提到的。
St. Paul says that God works all things to the good for those who love Him.
那天主就说，怎么讲来着？为信仰天主，为爱天主的人，什么事情都是叫什么来着？原话怎么？获得益处。罗马书第八章二十八节。
This is a great consolation for us if we can trust in this truth.
如果我们相信这个真理的话，那对我们来说是一个极大的安慰。
I want to tell you a story that helps us to understand this.
神父要给大家讲一个，举一个例子，就是帮助我们去理解。
When I was a seminarian, I was doing some ministry at our college.
他还是修生的时候，在他们的
your ministry.
I was campus minister.
Okay. 他在大学的时候呢，就开始做牧灵工作了，做校园牧灵。
And one of the college students asked me a question. He said, "Why do you think that Jesus died by crucifixion? Why not some other death?"
他的一个这个学生就问他说，为什么耶稣死的时候是死在被钉而死呢？
So I tried to explain to him the meaning of the cross.
然后神父就开始就给他解释啊。就是钉在十字架上的意义是什么？
I told him it was a very painful death, and it proves how much God loves us.
他的意思就是，你看钉十字架上这是多么痛苦的一个，也多么痛苦，然后这个就是显示给我们的天主是多么爱我们。
I explained how Jesus' arms were stretched out so that he could embrace the whole world.
然后他还是给人继续解释啊，说你看耶稣在十字架上，他伸开双手，意思呢就是说拥抱整个的世界。
I explained how Jesus was raised up, just like he said he would be.
你看看，就是耶稣被举起来了，就像他曾经说过的话，我将来被举起。
I explained many things to this college student. It was very impressive.
神父给这个大学的学生举了很多的例子，就是关于这个钉十字架上的意义。
But he was not impressed.
神父自己就觉得，哎呀，我这个印象可深了，因为举了那么多例子。但是对这个学生来说，没觉得感动。
He said, "I think there is something more."
然后这个学生说什么？可能还有其他别的意思吧。
So I said, "Well, when you figure it out, you can come and tell me."
然后神父就跟这学生说，那你去慢慢发现吧，如果你发现的话，你回来再告诉我。
About a year later, he came to me and asked the question, "Why do you think Jesus died on that day?"
一年以后，这个学生又回来了，又开始问神父，他说，
What is question?
Why did he die on that day?
他说，为什么耶稣就是死的时候非得在那一天呢？
Why not one day earlier or one year earlier?
他说为什么不是说一天前或是一年后呢？
I gave another impressive explanation.
然后神父又开始给人讲，就他自己认为啊，就说是印象很深刻的，或是觉得是很感人的一个解释。
Because when you're a seminarian, you have to have all the answers.
因为他自己认为说我是修生，那我对这样一个问题有的是答案。回答学生。
So I explained how that was a special time in history.
神父就解释啊，说这是在历史中很特殊的一天。
In that time in history, there was the Greek language together with the Hebrew way of thinking.
因为这是从希腊文里面就是这个词啊。后来就是在他们希伯来的文化里面呢，就是思考，就是去想这一天。
And there were Roman roads that made it possible for the gospel to go all over the world.
这个意思就是什么呢？就是在罗马统治的这个世界里边，将来福音要传到世界各地。
There was a special movement of monasticism in the Jewish community.
也就是说，在早期的时候，我们说这个修道院的这个制度。和在这个犹太团体中
，and that made it possible to have a virgin who could be with child.
也就是在他们的预言中呢说，童贞女要生孩子。
And that day was the day after Passover, and it fulfilled Old Testament prophecies.
也就是我们说，在这个逾越节的时候，那正好就预言了在。预言了先知们所说的。
I gave a very extensive explanation. It was very impressive.
他自己对这个给人家的答案，或是这个回答，感觉是印象很深刻。
But he was not impressed.
当然也是如此，这个学生并没有没什么感觉。
He said, I think there's something else.
他说可能还有其他的别的意思。
I said, well, when you figure it out, you come and tell me.
那同样的话，神父说，如果你发现更多的意思的话，你再告诉我。
About a year later, he came back and said he had an idea and he wanted to explain it to me.
一年以后，这个学生真的回来了，然后他说我有新的想法，我告诉你吧。
He said, "Is it possible that Jesus was crucified on that day in order to save the good thief?"
他说什么呢？他说，耶稣那天死，就在那天，那意思是为了什么呢？就是是不是就是为了拯救诱盗呢？
That is an amazing idea.
这个对神父来说就是觉得这个答案非常奇妙。
In other words, can God love one person so much to arrange all of history to be near that person at the right time?
他说就在那个时间的话，天主就为了就这样一个人就安排在这一天。
Is it possible that God loved the good thief so much that he wanted to be with him at the one moment he would be open to salvation?
他说是不是如果说天主爱这个人，为了拯救这个诱盗，在那个时候，他成为可能吗？也就是说，借着爱这样一个人，这个救恩就向他敞开了。
God is able to do that, and he does that for each one of us.
当然，这就像刚才那个学生解释，就是天主为了爱这样一个人，就选择了那一天死了，为拯救他，把救恩向这个人敞开。也就是说，天主为我们每一个人都是这么做的，天主可以这么做。
Our minds are
他也的确这么做。
Our minds are too small to understand how God can do all of that, but that is what divine love looks like.
因为我们的目光。或是我们的理解太狭隘，我们不能理解天主的爱，所以这就是说，我们用这样一个眼光去看天主是怎么样爱了我们。
And when we learn to look at our communities and our own lives in this way, it can bring us much hope and peace.
如果我们看我们的团体用这种眼光去看的话，那我们。心里就会有更多的平安
peace and
hope
和希望。
When we realize that even the bad things that we experience are a part of God's plan for salvation, it's a reason for hope.
尽管我们会体会到或者叫经验到我们生活中一些个不幸的事情发生，但我们同样都会借着天主爱我们的事实看到救恩和希望。
And then our third point in contemplating community.
那第三点我们说默观的团体。
Community is a way of personal holiness.
我们这个第三点我们是说团体生活是我们每个人成圣的地方。
God's goal for our lives is sometimes different than our goal for our own lives.
为生命的目标，我们或是最终的目标啊，天主为我们每个人生命的目标和我们每个人对自己生命的目标是不一样的。
God really wants us to be saints.
那天主愿意我们成圣。
We really want a nice bed to sleep in. Sleep, bed.
但我们自己有时候呢，你是愿意把自己更多的在床上躺着多睡会儿。
God wants us to be happy forever.
天主希望我们就是永远快乐。
But we just want to be happy for the next 5 minutes.
那可能我们的快乐可能就持续在下一个五分钟。
God's plans for us are different than our plans for us.
所以天主在我们每个人身上的计划不同于我们自己对自己的计划。
We can think of the story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
我们看看在古经中讲到的圣若瑟的故事。
Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him and then sold him into slavery.
他的圣若瑟的哥哥们想把他杀掉，然后把他变卖为奴。
That's probably even worse than our communities.
那当然，这个可能比我们的团体可能更可怕了。
I don't know if your sisters have ever tried to kill you or sell you into slavery.
师母就说，恐怕你们的团体的姐妹还没有想杀你，也没有想把你就是变卖为奴隶。
But Joseph was able to forgive his brothers because he could see God's hand at work.
若瑟呢可以宽恕他的弟兄们，因为他从这件事情上看到了天主的手在工作。
In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
在创世纪的 第五十章。
Chapter?
That's chapter 50, verse 20.
五十章的第二十节，五十章第二十节，创世纪，五十章第二十节。
We may ask sister to
perfect.
我们找一下这个章节啊，创世纪第五十章，二十节。
This happens at the end when Joseph's brothers come to him.
这个事情就是发生在哪里？他的哥哥们去找他，他去找他哥哥们，是那一段吗？
嗯嗯，
若瑟，
你们原有一对我做的恶事，天主却有意使之变成好事
，OK，
造成了今日的结果，挽救了许多人民的性命。
OK，OK，It
is to save more the people, more people's life.
Yes.
他哥哥们去埃及买粮食的时候，
没到最后了。
And Joseph understands that if he did not suffer this way, then so many people would have died.
若瑟呢就意识到，如果他没有遭受这些痛苦的话，可能会有更多的人死亡。
This is the divine perspective, and it is a good way to handle our own trials.
所以这是一个，
Can you repeat the first part?
This is a divine perspective.
这就是我们从天主的眼光，或是从天主的观点去看的话，我忘了第二句说什么。
Repeat the whole part.
It's helps us understand or helps us handle our trials.
也就是说，这是用天主的眼光去帮助我们去克服我们在面对诱惑的时候，或是我们被试探的时候。
And Joseph suffered from great evil from the sin of his brothers.
圣若瑟他遭遇到的是。因为他哥哥们的罪过，或者是说这叫什么，他们的恶行。
Many times our suffering is not from great evil or even from sin.
那我们可能所遭遇到的不一定是，我们说邪恶，或者是别人，或者是罪过。
We often suffer just from misunderstandings or mistakes.
那有时候我们因为什么痛苦呢？是因为错误和误解感到痛苦。
We suffer because of our weaknesses and the weaknesses of others.
我们所受的磨难，那有可能是我们自身的软弱，或者是来自于别人的软弱给我们带来的痛苦。
But we should strive to have the faith of Joseph.
我们努力的去学习圣若瑟的信德。
We can believe that God is doing something good through all of our sufferings.
我们要相信天主就是借着我们所经历的苦难来磨练我们。
I want to tell you a story about a saint.
神父要给大家讲一些圣人的故事。
I'm sure this name is unpronounceable. Or you won't know how to translate.
不知道是哪一个圣人啊。
Here. Oh, I lost all my.
Okay, we'll let you just tell the story.
He lived in France in the 1800s.
1800s.
And he really wanted to be a contemplative religious.
那个时候他非常渴望就是成为一个度末观生活的一个会士。
He went to a Trappist monastery and a Carthusian monastery.
他去了不同的修会看第一个叫什么我一下想不起来修会的名称其中有一个叫加布千会另外一个叫什么会了神父那个叫什么第一个
一个版的会就有加布
加布千会还有一个还有一个
百度会
不是那个另外一个 another the first one
Trappist
烟鬼吸毒会
对叫吸毒会吸毒会对
They are very strict monasteries
这个就是非常严格的这个修道院
It is not an easy life to live
这个生活是非常不容易的
And when he went there, the monastery told him he was too weak and too sick.
等他到了那儿之后呢，他们修道院的人对他说：“说你这太弱了 ，too sick 啊，对，就是你病得太厉害了，你
Yeah, not healthy enough.
就说因为你的健康状况不够好，所以他没有接受。”
So he was rejected again and again and again.
他就一次一次的被拒绝。
So he decided to become a pilgrim.
然后他就决定，他开始就去朝圣。
And he walked.
就变成一个这个朝圣者。
And he walked all over Europe.
他几乎就踏遍了整个欧洲。
He went from one shrine to another.
从一个就是圣殿到另一个圣殿。
And he lived as a homeless man.
他的生活就像一就像那个无就是像无家可归的人一样那样生活。
And eventually he went to Rome and he lived in the streets of Rome.
最后呢，他去了罗马，他就生活在罗马的大街上。
There are so many churches in Rome.
大家知道啊，在罗马的教堂那是无计其数了。
And he went from one church to another.
他是从一个教堂到另一个教堂。
And he knew when each church had Eucharistic adoration.
他知道每一个堂里不都有拜圣体的时间吗？
And he spent time in adoration every day by going to different churches.
他每天呢都是去用时间去拜圣体，从一个堂到另一个堂。
He begged for his food.
然后他就要饭。
But whenever he got extra, he gave it away to other beggars.
那他当他要饭不是要的多余的时候，有时候多了吗？他就把这个 多的饭就给另外的那些个就是在路上行乞的人。
He was very kind and he lived a very deep life of prayer.
他非常的善良，同时呢也是活在一个深度的祈祷生活中。
One time when he went to confession, he met a priest who was able to see his holiness.
有一天呢，他去办告解，就发有一位这个办告解的神父呢，从他身上就发现了这个人可是一个圣人，就发现了他身上那种神圣的，就像发现了他神圣的光一样。
And the priest invited him to come back regularly to confession.
那这位神父呢，就邀请他说：“你定期来办告解。”
The priest helped him to go even deeper in the spiritual life.
那神父就指点他说：“你就是，你的这个灵修生活就会，就怎么讲？就是说你越来越走向深处。”
He was so holy that everybody began to know him.
他就变得越来越圣善，那很多人都开始就知道他了。
He only survived for a few years in the streets of Rome.
他在罗马的大街上只活了几年。
And when he died, the bells rang in all the churches in Rome, and people said, "The saint has died."
他死的时候，整个罗马的所有的教堂的钟声就响了，然后人们就知道说这个圣人死了。
So even after being rejected by different monasteries, Saint Benedict Joseph was able to live out a way of holiness.
说尽管他多次的被修院拒绝，但他自己呢，就是仍然就坚持活在这样一个圣善的生活中。
And so we can learn from Saint Benedict Joseph that all of our trials can be part of our path to holiness.
这个就是需要我们向圣人学习的，就是呢，就是任何的挑战和考验，都会成为我们走向神，我们都会使我们走向成圣的途径。
But the important thing is that we keep trying to see everything from a divine perspective.
这个重要的就是说，我们看事情要从天主的眼光去看。
And this requires that we pray faithfully.
这个就要求我们忠心的去祈祷。
It requires that we bring all of our trials to God in prayer.
也就是在祈祷中，我们把我们所有的挑战和我们的试探都带到天主面前，带到我们的祈祷中。
We have to ask Him to help us to persevere and to see things through His eyes.
那我们就恳请天主，用天主的眼光，帮助去看事物，求天主给我们坚忍的力量。
So for I think the rest of the day we're going to focus on prayer because it's so important for really living community life well.
下面的几天呢，我们重点就放在祈祷上，因为祈祷对我们的修会生活，或是叫我们的修道生活是非常重要的。
And I want to share with you a video on prayer that was put together by a priest in the United States, Robert Barron.
一会儿神父会给我们看的，就是这样一个祈祷的一个录像啊，不是叫录像，叫什么呀？叫一个片子也好，是他们有一位神父就把这个不同的祈祷就放在一起的这样一个。
This priest is actually a bishop now in Los Angeles.
这是他现在这位神父已经变成洛杉矶的主教了。已经成为洛杉矶的主教了。
And he's become very famous in the United States because of the way that he teaches the faith.
因为他的这个信仰的教导，他在全美国都非常有名。
But why don't we take a little break first?
我们现在呢，就是先休息一下，然后我们回来再看这一段。